Okay, so I here's my dilemma.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Todd?
Hi.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Here's my dilemma. So Todd, I'm at the pool at the hotel, and it was kind of like an adult. Like, there were some kids, but this particular place that we were at was mostly adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, kind of a nice, we got a deal on the night, but it was kind of a nice hotel.
Sweet.
And they have a pool bar, really good food there.
Ooh, yeah.
And for Cinco de Mayo, they had, I think other people could go. Like, you didn't have to be staying at the hotel.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little, you know, get little together.
Party.
Had a DJ and stuff. So it was fun, but it was also like our hotel, and we just wanted to relax by the pool. So people started coming in, and they were kind of looking fancy, like get their dance on and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of these women were like kept coming over to us and being like, come on, like, you know, like have and I was like, I don't really just want to sit here.
I just rolled my eyes, but I was like,
this
was
is
that
crazy.
Me?
You know,
I would have been like, ugh, leave me alone.
I just want to get some sun and yeah. have a cocktail.
Did they realize, like, were they hitting on you?
Well, so that's what I wondered. And then one of them bought us a round of shots.
Mm.
So here's the thing. And this is a total weird gender thing.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty clear that we were gay, and they were not like hitting on us. They were just fun, you know.
Yeah.
But it still felt weird to accept a shot or a drink or whatever
mm-hmm.
from a woman. Like, I felt like, should I sneakily pay for these?
Oh, really?
Or now do I have to get her around?
Mm. Oh,
and they
okay.
were with their friend whose birthday it was, and they were really nice. Like, it wasn't like they were annoying or anything.
Yeah.
But they bought us around, and it was just a weird, like, Todd, like, if a woman bought you a drink, and it was clear that she wasn't hitting on you, would you feel weird accepting it?
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
I never feel weird.
If I didn't know,
but that's because you're a woman.
Her, yeah. If it was a total random, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right, that's true. I guess if it's a friend of yours.
It's a friend of
and
ours.
You're
like,
buying
I mean, we
each
buy each other drinks.
Okay,
all the
that's
time,
different.
You know?
No, it's strange.
Back and forth, that kind of thing, yeah.
I definitely have had the situation where I've had a drink bought for me, and I will send one back to their table. Because
right.
I will feel bad. Like, it is an awkward thing. Because you're, right. you kind of feel like, oh, thanks.
But, like, now am I expected to hang with you?
Well, that's the other part. Especially where they were really trying to get you guys.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My assumption is that they were a group of girls. They found a couple of cute gay guys and they were like, let's get this party. And like,
right.
let's like party it up. And you guys didn't want to. So they figured, let's get them drunk. And then they'll come over and play with us.
Well, like, it's not that we didn't want to. Yeah.
And you're just in your bathing suits.
Well, that was. Like, well, no, I wasn't even in a bathing suit.
Strange.
I was in like my like gym shorts and a tank top.
Well, what? Yeah.
Over
like,
my bathing suit because I wasn't.
Down, though. You were hanging by the pool.
Yeah. Right.
The whole scene seems weird.
Yeah. They had bathing suits, like, under their clothes, and they did go in the water at some point.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to hang with you guys.
They were just, yeah.
And they were probably tipsy themselves, and let's send some drinks over. It's also kind of a power move for a woman to do that, too, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, but because isn't it funny? Like, the gender thing makes it...
And that's probably why they did it. Like, also, like, you know, in the back of their minds, they're like, yeah, we can send drinks over to them.
Right.
I don't know, it's... Because it is normally a guy buying a drink for a girl.
Right.
So it's kind of cool to send a couple guys over some shots.
It is a really cool feeling when you do buy a shot or buy a drink for somebody. So for some random and you send them to their table. Like, it just gives you a good inner feeling.
Right.
So, yeah, I like if you're on the receiving end of that, you should just accept it and not feel obligated to return the favor because they're doing it out of they're wanting to like make themselves feel good about
it. Yeah, exactly.
Is it bad that
I think about it like that?
Took the shot with them, sat back down, and then
ignored
them. Was like, let's go.
Yeah,
right.
I want to go.
No, because I get it's also awkward because now you're like,
I was like, now we got to go.
No,
because
that's the risk they took.
I still think they got gratification out of it,
right?
And satisfaction out of it.
That's true.
You know,
they didn't get you as drunk as they wanted.
No,
you know?
Or maybe they were like, you know what? We just gave them a little buzz. They're going off to get some dinner. They're probably going to hook up. Blah, 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 blah. We gave them a good night.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just take the shot and run.
Yeah.
They're hammered.
That's kind of what I did. I was take the money and run.
Yeah. I think you're fine.
So, yeah, happy Cinco de Mayo. Bye-bye.
Yeah.